And if she had at all an husband, when she vowed or uttered aught out of her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, but if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vow which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, of none effect, and the Lord shall forgive her. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpeh. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. To whom hast thou uttered words? And whose spirit came from thee? Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. My lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. From the cry of Heshbon, even unto Elieli, and even unto Jahaz, have they uttered their voice, from Zoar even unto Horonaim, as an heifer of 3 years old. For the waters also of Nimrim shall be desolate. Because the Lord has spoiled Babylon, and destroyed out of her the great voice. When her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of their voice is uttered. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice, and lifted up his hands on high. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion